Great day, everybody. Welcome back to the Breakthrough Podcast. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. Man, we are in year number four, season four. I'm excited about the podcast that we have coming up. And I know you see the special guest over there, but before we get to him, I want to do something different this year. And we're going to just highlight, you know, some of the things that we currently do at the RIDE program. All right, so, I'm kind of spoiling it now. You see the call. But anyway, you know, so we have this Breakthrough Podcast, and I'll get to who Luvon Dungey is. And then, you know, we record these and we release them at 4 p.m. on the last Monday of the month. And you can get them at EDAC, that's E-D-A-C, Morgan.com. All right. And the type of individuals that we're looking for, or I should say content that we're looking for, are threefold. One, we're looking for those individuals who are formerly incarcerated and now are entrepreneurs. We want to hear your story. We also are looking for individuals that organizations that offer resources to formerly incarcerated individuals. And then thirdly, if you have some resources and tools that can impact individuals, we want to hear from you as well. You could just shoot me an email and I could shoot you the link for you to get registered so that we can have you here on Briefcase Radio Workshop. All right, so without further ado, you know, you already see, you know, who's up, and that's Luvon Dungey. He's been on Briefcase. I'm doing so many different podcasts. The Breakthrough Podcast, he's been on the Breakthrough Podcast before. He will now be the co-host. I do want to give a shout out to my good brother, Leon Robinson IV. Leon had the first 3 years of the Breakthrough Podcast. So, you know, we did a good job working together. So big shout out to Leon Robinson IV for the work that he's done with the Breakthrough Podcast. So really appreciate it. We're now into a new era in which we have Brother Luvon Dungey. And, you know, we're going to learn more about Luvon Dungey. So if you haven't, I should have got the episode. I'll get it later. But, you know, I can't remember what episode he was on. And I believe it was in year number three. I can't remember. We do so many of these. But nonetheless, we have him here today. So we're going to spend some time to get to know who this good brother is. So let's get started. So, you know, we always ask the question, those formerly incarcerated individuals. So I kind of spilled the beans on that already. So how long have you been home, Levi?
First, let me say thank you for allowing me to be your co-host. Omar, this is extremely special to me. Mm-hmm. Given an opportunity to assist, to be a part of, has always been an idea and a dream of mine. So thank you again to be a part of your platform, reaching your audience. I really appreciate that. Back to your question. I've been released now, going on to my 22nd year. That's strange saying it out loud, 22nd year. Wow. And I say it as it relates to the sentence I was offered the last time.
It's so, just a thing if you want to share, bro.
Yeah, my 22nd year of outside of the system would have been probably a third of the way through the sentence I was offered, which was 70 years. So the amazing part of the journey, again, and I think I shared this when you had me before, mm-hmm. The shift in my life wasn't the amount of time. The shift in my life came with some very basic and simple words. One day at a time. That came about when I asked the judge, like 7-0. He said, yes, 7-0. Mm-hmm. I asked him, how can I do that? and his response. In his non-bravado, non-egotistical way, clean King's English, one day at a time.
Day at a time. Wow.
I took that thought and I said to myself, if I can get out of 70 years, that meant he gave me a promise to another future, one day at a time. So that's what I held on to, and that's what I began to sort of work and live at, one day at a time.
Wow. All right. Well, that's one day at a time. That's a good slogan to have. One day.
Yes.
All right. So after, you know, returning home, so what were your plans?
None.
Okay.
I didn't have a plan.
Okay.
I went to one of the institutions that we speak freely about our addictions.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard it again, one day at a time.
Day at a time.
I also heard similar stuff. If you don't know what to do, don't do anything. That struck me as odd. I mean, if you don't know what to do, don't do anything. But then I begin to understand. Get out of the emotional side of feeling, you know, yet you have to operate from a level of lack, which sort of initiates to doing something. Not doing nothing doesn't mean don't do anything. It means don't do the first thing that may come to mind. Don't do the first easy thing. Don't do the first familiar thing. Don't do what you've done before. Don't do what they're doing. That means you, Luvon, don't do anything.
Yeah.
I hold on to that, and I still live by that today. Well, if I don't know what to do in a confused state, I don't do anything.
So you know, as I always promise you all, I found the one that you were on before. So go back to June the 26th of 2022.
Okay.
So June 26, 2022. But, you know, we're going to get you caught up here right now. So who is Luvon today? Because I know you're doing a number of entrepreneurial activities. So who are you today?
If I can be clear, really clean about this, today all I am is my word. If I say it, I'm intentional with doing it. Now, with that being said, I hope that the listeners and the viewers can understand what I'm saying. Be your word. If you say to yourself, I want to lose weight, gain weight, go to the gym, eat healthier, be your word and honor yourself. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, as a result of being my word, I've had the ability to start multiple businesses and allow them to grow. Now, working hard is not in my lexicon. It's not. It's honoring my word regardless of the work, you know? So I pursued my word more than I pursued money, more than I pursued fame, more than I pursued accolades, certificates, certifications. I just honored and worked towards my word. And once I put that in motion, everything else sort of worked itself out. And I'm thankful for that.
All right. So as you can see, he's a philosopher as well. All right. So let me rephrase the question. What type of businesses do you have, bro?
All right. So the first business that I have is I'm a community building designer. So I own a business that's called Community Solutions. To this date, we've built over $30 million in projects. Wow. And here in the DC metropolitan area. And again, that's a phenomenon just to say that out loud.
Yeah.
The other phenomenal part about it is every vacant house during my drug history that I lived in, I was fortunate enough to go back and buy each one of them, rehab them, design them, and sell them to a single female head of household. So that was the first leg of the journey. Understanding how to use the King's English, how to commingle in crowds, how to work as a village, how to create a vision and then have it come to life. Here over the last year, for those that can see, I own this brand called Fairways and Putts now because I love golf. And I think that's how we met, Omar, on a golf course.
You met on the golf course, absolutely.
So golf is a thing for me now. And it's filled with a bunch of my history. In my life, I already said incarcerated, homeless, drug addicted, which ultimately meant in life, I didn't hit a lot of fairways and I didn't make a lot of putts. One thing I kept doing, though, is I kept swinging. So it didn't matter if my ball went into the woods. It didn't matter if my ball, and I mean my life, so I'm using my life as the ball, into the sand trap or even out of bounds. I still went and kept swinging. So in my social media campaign, I always end my content with saying every stroke counts. Just like every decision counts, swing wisely. So today, that's what I try to do, swing wisely with fairways and putts.
I love it. So you're operating two businesses. So I know there's some entrepreneurs that are tuned in right now are probably doing the same thing. So how do you go between the two? How do you manage the two as well as manage your life?
So it's interesting. I was asked this question the other day, and because both businesses almost mirror each other, first one is Community Solutions. It's how do I make a difference in a space of housing and design? Fairways and Putts is how do I make a difference in a space with clothing and design? So what I found that I was given a gift of being sort of a creative. Of understanding hues and understanding palettes and understanding textures and fabrics, I just had to understand how to put it together. So that was my biggest challenge. As a matter of fact, Omar, you were with me when I started this brand. We went to
Thank
yeah.
you.
So thank you for that. I just thought about it. Thank you for that. I was sharing the journey with you, and you were like, "You're really gonna do this?" And I was like, again, swing wisely. Let me give it a shot. So I don't see it as a one or the other, or I don't see it as I have to juggle. I see it as one thought because the why is still the same, making a difference.
Yeah, I love that. So making a difference in both, community solutions and fairways and putts. So let's talk about the challenges, because I know there were some challenges. I mean, we all have challenges in business, so with your challenges that you've had in business, I mean, how did you overcome those?
The first challenge that I had was a learning curve,
And that's a lot.
not knowing. So you think that you can get all the education in the world, you can read all the books in the world. Now I'm ready. My learning curve came from the nuances in the space and the terms and the lingos and how you understood the jargon. You can lose a lot of money, you can make a lot of money because you don't know the jargon. So number one, not knowing, the learning curve was just immense. So I thought. Number two, and this is always probably the entrepreneurial nightmare. Where and how do I start?
Absolutely.
Yeah, nobody in my family ever told me this. Nobody in my family is an entrepreneur. Everybody in my family saying I'm crazy to take this risk, lose this job, quit this job, and start on my own. So that was fearful. I guess the way that I overcame number two or number one was go out there and learn the jargon. Sit with people that were in the trades and in the industry. Go meet and ask a bunch of questions before I jumped in. The second one, I like to use this acronym called FEAR, FEAR. I faced everything and I recovered, or I could forget everything and run. I had ran from the police so much, and I'd ran from myself so much that when I wanted to do my businesses, I was tired of running. So I just faced everything and recovered, no matter how many times I got knocked down. Now, keep in mind, knockdown in business is for me a spiritual and a figurative speech. Knockdown is my thoughts say I can't. Knockdown means this is too tough for me to do. It's not a knockdown on my butt like I can't figure it out. It's the willingness to keep going in spite of my own adversity. So that was number two, the biggest thing. Number three, the biggest thing was reminding myself that I was good enough to compete. As an entrepreneur, we see a bunch of stuff. We know that there are, and I did the research on this actually, there's over 1 million contractors in the United States. What makes me think that I can create a contracting and development company and go out there and make money if there are 1 million? The only answer that made sense to me was be better than them. That's the only thing that made sense to me. So I started trying to be better than them, which exceeded my thoughts of what better was. So that's number one. When it came to the clothing, it was, how can I do something that's, again, better than them? And because a polo is a polo, a hoodie is a hoodie, golf pants are golf pants, but how can you do something that's better than? How can you sell not a thing, but sell an idea of a lifestyle? Almost like that energy drink. They show people jumping out of airplanes. They show people water skiing, surfing, and all that. They ain't said nothing about the drink yet. We're selling the idea of the lifestyle of the drink. So that's what I started to do. Let me sell an idea that you can overcome and hit more fairways and putts. Let me create the content behind you can win, even though it feels like you're losing. Swing wisely. So that was my idea in both ways. And I love to challenge myself on not being like. I don't want to be like anybody. I never wanted to do anything like anybody. I was struggling to find out who I was. So why would I try to emulate you? So
I don't want to be like Mike.
No.
Be like myself. Yeah. So I just want to be clear, you know. So when you came home, you said you didn't have no plan.
No.
You didn't jump right into entrepreneurship. You worked for other individuals so that you can get those transferable skills, but also that the knowledge to help you with the business that you're in now. Is that correct?
Yes. 2 weeks out of the penitentiary, I was with my mother, and she took my uncle to the job, actually. I just asked if I could ride with her. Again, didn't know what I was going to do, didn't have anything to do. We got to the place, he made a decision that he didn't want to go in. I didn't have anything to do, so I asked her, I'll go in. I walked in, they hired me, never really asked what type of business it was. I just wanted to do something other than what I had been doing. Come to find out it was a darn real estate office. They hired me making $7.25 an hour. I will never, ever forget that. The minimum wage is $15.
15, now, yeah.
That was insane. However, the pivotal moment in real estate for me, and I think I talked to you off camera about this a lot, I was at a board meeting, and there were a couple of choice words that were used that sort of shifted my life. There was a point where there was a question, and I was told that I didn't know the answer, so don't ask him. But a derogatory slang was used inside of the don't ask him. And that sort of fueled me to say, nobody will ever, ever, ever tell me what I don't know. So the interesting thing about this whole context that we're talking about, Omar, is I never knew that I liked to research. I never really knew that I liked to read. I never knew that I wanted clarity with understanding. I never knew that until that moment. So I went and started reading and fell in love with reading. Started researching, fell in love with research. Started writing, fell in love with writing. I had no idea until that moment that my life could do this other thing. So some people say it's a hiccup. I think it was the blessing. for me. Then I got hired at a nonprofit, which opened or stretched me to understand what the nonprofit in juxtaposition to the for-profit looked like. And I fell in love with the ability to now what I've learned to give back. And that sort of fueled me a whole nother way. So it's as if every moment an opportunity was presented, I learned more and more about myself. And I'm absolutely thankful for this journey that I've gone on. It's been wonderful, man.
That sounds like it, man. You know, I've been through some of it with you. So yeah, I'm proud of you, man. And, you know, support you in any way that I can. All right, let's talk about, you know, this is one of those things you said, you know, one of the tough things for entrepreneurs to really have is how to get started and where to get started. You know, so talk about your resources that you were able to penetrate in order for you to get started in both of the ventures that you're in.
Interesting story. You get that question a lot. People think that there is access to free money. People think that all I have to have an idea and a dream and write a disc and people will give me floods of money and back trucks up to my house. It never worked like that for me. It never did.
Or me. Hey.
So being newly released, I learned about credit. Like I had no idea the power of those three numbers. Never had the idea.
Right.
Working for the nonprofit, I get a call from one of the board members that says, I met someone who is looking for people like you that have 700 plus credit scores. They are an investment group. They go around, buy houses, put Section 8 or low to moderate income families in it. Would you be interested? Again, shift in my life. Never really, really thought about investing in real estate. Sure, why not? About 20-something years ago, the house was $80,000, I think. 72,000, something like that. But I had to know out of pocket. They just wanted to use my credit. They wanted to build it. They wanted to Section 8 to build their portfolio, but I owned it. And I paid them 10%, 15% every month. Fine. I didn't have to do anything but my credit, the three numbers. So everybody that's listening, credit is important.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So we got credit. And the three numbers he's talking about is, I'm assuming you talk about your credit score, right?
Yes, the score.
All right. So
just make sure it's not a 100. Exactly. That don't mean that you're golden.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Lou, you know, good conversation. So two other questions before we jump off of here. So you are a published author as well.
Yes.
Talk about your book. First of all, how can people get, first of all, we should have did this in the beginning. What's your website for Fairways and Putts Community Solutions, and where can people get the book?
Okay. The first one, Community Solutions, is communitysolutionsre.com. It's CommunitySolutions, solutions, SolutionS, the letters RE.com. You'll go there, you'll see everything that we've done. I tell a little bit of a story of my story. You could actually order the book there because it's on Amazon. But if they want an in-person delivery, you know, I guess we can make that happen as well. The second is Fairways and Putts. It's Fairways, and you spell out the A in D, Putts. We're at Fairways and Putts on Insta, and the website is Fairways and Putts. I mean, we've done some exciting stuff, man. I'm really, really proud of the journey. Absolutely. I hope to see everybody in either one of those landscapes.
Yeah, so fairwaysandputts.com,
I'm sorry.
Yes. All right. So communitysolutionsre.com and fairwaysandputts.com. And then final, you know, what advice would you give to, you know, Sisters is a podcast for formerly incarcerated individuals who are either budding or existing entrepreneurs. What advice would you give to them?
The number one rule that I had to learn for myself Surround yourself with folks that are where you're trying to go. So if you know that your net proceeds are $50,000 a year, begin to assimilate, take the coffee, talk to folk that make $100,000 a year and befriend them. And in befriending them, it's not asking them how, it's watching their habits. And then beginning to adopt some of those habits into your personal life. Because I've noticed that when you ask somebody how, there is no blueprint. It's just certain habits that successful people have.
I love that habits. Okay. All right. Any final thoughts as
Oh,
we
yeah. We're gonna have a good time this season, Omar.
Absolutely.
We're gonna have a real good time.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to all of the folks that are here. Because I want to learn and going to learn so much. So thank you for having me as your co-host. I really, really want to say thank you to you, EDAC, and the platform that you stand on. I'm just absolutely beside myself.
Okay. All right. Well, we're looking forward to this. All right. So this is the first one in season four. And don't forget, we're on Instagram at Small Ride Small Biz, and we're working on the other platforms so that we can definitely reach out to you all. And let me share my screen again, and we're gonna talk about some of the activities that we're doing currently at the Ride Initiative. So here we go. So we have, for those individuals who are interested in starting a business, we have a number of boot camps. One, we already have a 3-hour boot camp. And that's normally goes to organizations that are working with formerly incarcerated individuals. And we go in and do a 3-hour boot camp. We have a 8-week entrepreneurial training program coming up in the fall. On-demand content. I always want to say breakthrough. Yes, breakthrough. Breakthrough podcast. I was going to say briefcase, but breakthrough podcast. We have
Briefcase is good, man. Pack it up.
I already got it. I already got it. Briefcase Radio Workshop. You can tune into it on edacmorgan.com. Then Ride University is just quick tips on business. And then we'll have a number of master classes that are coming up. We also have business assistance. So if you are looking to get started in business, we have a opportunity for you to get some business one-on-one business counseling. We also have a Room to Grow initiative, and this is our initiative. We're working with four, what's it, five entrepreneurs. We meet with them on a monthly basis. We really serve as the advisory board, if you will. And then we have our annual event that's coming up. So stay tuned for more information about all of this. And as always, if you want to reach out to me, I'm at omar@edacmorgan.com. That's EDAC Morgan, all one word, .com. All right. So until we meet again, thank you for tuning in. And until next time, continue discovering new pathways. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. Peace.